today, October 31st, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hi, I'm Dave Smith, the Disney archivist, and I have one of the best jobs in the world. I get to see things hardly anybody gets to see and go places most people never get to go. When we return after the break, I'd like to share with you some of my personal photos of a place where a lot of history has been made, the Walt Disney Studios backlot.
Don't go away. Part two of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Part of my job is documenting the history of the Walt Disney Company, and that's what took me to the old studio backlot. It's mostly gone now, turned into sound stages, office buildings, and parking lots. But in its heyday, many of your favorite Disney movies and TV shows were shot here. 32 years ago, I realized that we didn't have many pictures of the backlot, so I took my own camera out here and shot some photos. You're getting a real look behind the scenes. The first time they actually used what they might call their back lot was in 1944 when they were filming The Three Caballeros. The Zorro set built in 1957 was really the first real set at the Disney studio. There was a large fort, there was a number of smaller buildings, there was the house where Don Diego de la Vega lived. I hope you've enjoyed our little tour into Hollywood and Disney's past. Thank you for coming along with me.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com to watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time...